We know that the Word of God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this Word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays, 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you. Now there is power.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us. Even, O God, when we don't deserve it, you look beyond our faults. You see our need. You've made provision that we might be called the righteousness of God. We thank you now for this preaching privilege, and we pray, God, that you will speak a word into our hearts that will remind us that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 35 through 40, there is a word from the Lord. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. Our theme for this new year here at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is serving the King in 2014. And so it is that the Lord has laid it upon my heart to challenge us to be better servants, not only of God, but also of humanity. And I can't think of a better day than today as we celebrate the life and legacy of one of God's great servants, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He embodies everything that that word servant, which is derived from the Greek word diaconet, the same word that we get deacon from, and it means servant. Dr. King was a servant of God. He was a servant of humanity. We remember him today. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. There you will find these words. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? The King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And I want to this morning to speak to your hearts for just a brief few moments from the subject, living beyond ourselves. Living beyond ourselves. Thank you, youth ushers. Thank you. Amen. The life of a Christian from God's perspective is to be a life of service. It is to be a life of worship, and it is to be a life of praise. We are called to serve humanity, those who are less fortunate than we are, those who have been cast down, those who have been orphaned by society, who are spiritually, economically, and even physically handicapped. God has not called us to live unto ourselves, but rather to reach out to those whose eyes are blinded by the rose-colored glasses of this world. It is our responsibility to help lead them out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God expects us to live unto him, while at the same time rendering service to the disenfranchised. God did not call us to focus on ourselves, but he has called us to do unto others as we would have it to be done unto us. If we want to experience the blessings of God, we've got to learn how to be a blessing to somebody else. There's somebody looking at me today and you're wondering why the blessings of God have not come to the door where you live. Perhaps you're wondering why, amen, your children are not given the same opportunities and advantages as someone else's children. Perhaps you're wondering why you have not had promotion and elevation in your own life. And just maybe it's because you approach life with a closed hand. A closed hand because you are afraid that if you help somebody else, it will take something away from you. And I need to tell you that not all help is financial. Somebody in this place today needs just an encouraging word. Just somebody who is willing to live beyond themselves just for a long enough, amen, to pat somebody on the back and say, you did a good job. Some of us don't know how to encourage other folks. As a matter of fact, if we're not on the program, if we're not, amen, one of the honored, if we're not, amen, a part of the plan, then we don't even show up. But I've come by to tell you today that if you want the blessings of God in your life, in the life of your children, you've got to get out of yourself. I told somebody the other day who thought that just maybe if I don't participate, just maybe if I don't show up, just maybe if I don't donate, amen, the program will stop. And I had to look her in the face and say, if you really believe that, just die and see. Is there anybody here who knows that the plans of God are not dependent upon us? The plans and the programs of God are not dependent upon whether we agree or whether we like it or whether we support it. Is there anybody here who knows that God is going to get his praise whether you give it to him or not, whether you clap or not, whether you say amen or not? I hear Jesus saying, if these hold their peace. God said, I'm bad enough, I'll put a mouth on a rock and make them cry out. Oh my, oh my. So we have to learn how to live beyond ourselves. In this text, this discourse takes place on the Mount of Olives. Jesus, in his masterful way, reveals through the use of parables the richness of obedience. He shares with his disciples that those who are obedient to his word will enter into eternal joy, which is in heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? But you need to also be reminded that he let those know who reject him that they will be tormented in hell. And y'all know we don't preach about hell a whole lot anymore because folk want to just hear about blessings now. We don't preach about hell a lot anymore because folk just want to hear about prosperity adopt now. But I would be, amen, I would be irresponsible as a pastor, as a preacher, if I didn't remind you every now and then that if you reject God, that if you refuse to obey him, there is a place prepared called hell. I heard Dr. E.B. Hill say, amen, you can spiritualize it all you want. You can paint nice pictures of it all you want, but he said that every time he sees a volcano erupt somewhere, he's reminded that there's fire down there somewhere. And y'all have heard me say before, I don't care who looks at Reverend Garner and say Reverend Garner can go to hell. I don't care how loud you say it. I don't care how strong you say it. I is not going to hell. Too hot in hell. Come on, am I by myself? Anybody else in here, you made up in your mind? No matter what your haters say, you know they whispering behind your back, oh, she can go to hell and he can go. But tell your neighbor, I ain't going to a place where there is eternal heat. Some of y'all like the heat, but I want some air every now and then. And my brothers and my sisters, we cannot afford to just be hearers of the word. We must become doers also. And so these passages illustrate our role to humanity. Whenever a person comes to Christ, you need to understand that he or she automatically becomes a missionary. Did you know that today? Did you know that you don't have to be a member of WOVE to be a missionary? You don't have to be a member of the Women's Missionary Society to be a missionary. But the moment you said, I give my life to Christ and I want to follow him, you automatically signed up. You enlisted yourself to be a missionary. Do I have a witness today? And do you know what being a missionary means? It means you become a servant. Allow me to mark time momentarily and ask some questions. Are you a missionary by God's standard or in name only? These passages bear witness that we must live beyond ourselves. My brothers and sisters, when we render godly service to others, the text teaches that we are doing service to the Lord. But I wonder today, when was the last time that we tried to help somebody? How many times have we seen someone in need and we pass by on the other side? Jesus teaches us in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37, that a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And the Bible says that he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his clothes and wounded him and departed, leaving him for dead. The Bible says that a priest and a Levite saw him and did like some of us do. You know what they did? They passed by, what? On the other side. But the Bible goes on to say that a Samaritan saw him, picked him up, and cared for him. That's what it means to live beyond ourselves when we put the needs of others before ourselves. Now, just in case you've turned a deaf ear to me this morning, I have come by to tell you that if you endeavor to receive the blessings of God, you've got to follow his agenda and not your own agenda. That means sometimes folk are going to say things that hurt our feelings. I'm a living witness. Just this week, somebody said something that hurt pastor's feelings. But I knew I couldn't throw in the towel. I knew I couldn't give up. I recognized that the devil was at work to try and hinder the program and the plan of God. Amen. I'm looking at some folk who live long enough to understand that not everybody's going to like you. Some folk are never going to appreciate what you do for God, for others, for the kingdom. But how many of you know that, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you've got to hold your head up high, have your shoulders intact, and shake your haters off and keep on working the work of the Lord? Because the old folk used to say, payday is coming after a while. Anybody in here today can thank God, amen, that even though folk may not applaud you and that folk may not thank you, you know that God is looking and booking. And one of these old days, oh my, the old folk used to say something else. They used to say, I'm sending up my timber every day. And you young folk may not understand what sending up timber means, but you see, the Bible, Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us. And we like to talk about a mansion that we're going to have in heaven. Amen. But every day we're building on our mansion. Every day as we serve God and as we serve others, we're sending up bricks and we're sending up, amen, wood to build our mansion. And in a real sense, the kind of mansion you have in heaven forever will be based upon what you've done here. I know some of you didn't like it, but I'm going to say it again, because Dr. Hill said it, that some folk are going to get to heaven and they're going to be at the mansion give out place talking about I come to get the keys to my mansion. And that mortgage broker, whomever it's going to be that's giving out the keys, is going to look at some of us and say, okay, I got some keys for you, but it ain't for no mansion, because you haven't done the work to get a mansion. And shame, you know, some of us are going to be mad when we get to heaven if everybody gets the same kind of mansion, if everybody has the same kind of crown, if everybody has the same kind of robe, because the Bible teaches us that what we inherit in heaven forever will be based upon what we've done here. And Dr. Hill said some folks' keys are going to lead them to public housing because they haven't done anything. How many of you want a mansion in heaven? I'm talking about forever. You's going to be up in, ain't no more work. Amen, that you can do on the other side to move up. You know, down here we can move to better neighborhoods. But, amen, what you have in heaven forever will be based upon the quality and quantity of service you've done here. You better learn how to help somebody. I wonder today if we have really counted the cost of what it means to be a Christian. As disciples of Christ, we're called to do several things. First of all, we're called to deny ourselves. Jesus says in Matthew 16 and 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But y'all, I've discovered that we're not willing to fully deny ourselves for the kingdom's cause. Come on, how many of us really are committed to denying ourselves? Like I said a moment ago, when you learn how to deny yourself, you take some stuff that you know you ordinarily wouldn't take. I'm looking at some folk. I'm looking up, but I see you. Who used to know a few cuss words to give you. Amen. Who might slap you upside your head if you said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing. Amen. But as you get closer to God, you understand that a part of kingdom work is denying yourself. Do I have a witness today? But then the second thing, not only must we deny ourselves, we must endeavor to meet people, watch this, where they are. See, some of us get so highfalutin, so high-minded, a paycheck away from poverty, and we get to thinking we can't company, you know, some folk up beneath us. Oh my, y'all don't want to say nothing. Y'all don't want to say nothing. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, some of us quit a few things, and I said a few things because none of us have quit everything. Now don't make me come after your halo. You cute and all that, and you dressed up, and you got on your Sunday's best. But if the truth would be told, the Canton Spirituals are coming here in May, amen, to be a part of our family day. And one of their songs that they recorded says, I got to clean up what I messed up. Anybody ever messed up? You ever messed up? Amen. But we've got to be willing to meet people where they are. That means we can't condemn folk just because they haven't stopped smoking yet. We can't condemn folk just because they haven't stopped drinking yet. Thank God you're delivered. Amen. But just like it took God a little while to get you over the hump, to get you over the hurdle, you better learn how to be long-suffering and patient for your brother and for your sister. I thank God every day that the church house is not a place full of perfect people. Ain't none of us perfect. And if you think you're perfect, you're worse off than the rest of us. Because the Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. But is there anybody excited about the fact that God welcomes us into his presence? Is there anybody excited about the fact that in spite of the fact that I don't have it all right yet, I don't have it all together yet, he still allows me a privilege to come into this place and lift my hands and open my mouth and give him praise and worship his name? You ought to thank him for his mercy today. Just as God has shown us mercy, we've got to be willing to show mercy to other folks. I thank God I learned how to stop condemning folk. I've learned how to love everybody. Did you hear what I said? I've learned how to love everybody. Because when I was in my mess, if it had not been for grace and for mercy, I would be on my way to a devil's hell. Thank God he's a God of grace and he's a God of mercy. So you've got to deny yourself. You've got to learn how to meet people where they are, bearing their infirmities. Romans 15:1 says that we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves. We've got to come down from our holiness and roll up our sleeves and do the work that God has called us to do. But then thirdly, whatever we do must be done in the spirit of love and faith. You know why? Do you know why? Because the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then Paul says in Corinthians, amen, that if we don't have love when we do it, he said we're nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Do you know what he was saying? He was saying all you're doing is making a lot of noise. If you're not doing it out of love, if you're not doing it out of compassion for your brother and for your sister, you're just making a whole lot of noise. And I don't want my praise to sound like noise in the ears of God. I want him to receive my worship and my praise with joy. So my brothers and sisters, as I close, God is calling us to live beyond ourselves. Somebody needs to lean on you. And by all means, you ought to let them lean. Somebody needs a helping hand. Make your hands available to them. Your testimony ought to be like Dr. King, if I can help somebody. As I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or with a song, if I can show some sinner that he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. When we do what the Lord says do, we will hear the Lord say, servant, well done. Is there anybody here this morning who wants to hear the Lord say, servant, well done? Well, I need to tell you that if you're going to hear the Lord say, servant, well done, you've got to do well. Do I have a witness today? You've got to understand that God is not going to commend you because your mama worked hard. He's not going to applaud you because your daddy or your grandmother or your grandfather worked hard. But he's going to say, well done, when you've been willing to live beyond yourself. Is there anybody here this morning? If you're not too mean and if you're not too proud, you will stand on your feet and say, preacher, I'm willing to live beyond myself. I'm willing to let my ego ride so I can help somebody. I'm willing to go the extra mile. I'm willing to turn the other cheek so that I can help somebody, because I realize that when I help somebody, I'm helping my Lord. Is there anybody here today? You want to help the Lord? Can I tell you how you can help him right now? You can help him by giving him some praise. You can help him by telling him thank you.
You can help him by letting somebody know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it this far. But after all that I've been through, I still have joy. I still have a praise because he's been good to me. Can I tell you what he did for me? He woke me up this morning. He put grits and eggs and sausage on my table. He put clothes on my back. And when I come in his presence, I've got to tell him thank you. I've got to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for picking me up and turning me around. I've got to thank him for all that he's done. Come on and bless him today. If you're willing to live beyond yourself. And there might be someone here today as our praise team comes. You're here today, center man, center woman, center boy, center girl. And I've got to tell you truthfully that this message was not for the unsaved. This message was for those of us who are in the kingdom. We're part of the family of God. But we need to learn how to be servants. We need to learn how to live beyond ourselves. If that's you, my brother and my sister, now this is really a good reason to rededicate your life to the Lord. If you know that you haven't been living up to the standard of what it means to be a servant, right now would be a good time for you to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've fallen short of your will for my life, and I want to come and rededicate my life to you because I want you to give me another chance. You're already saved. You already know God, but you know you've come short. This would be a good time to come and say, I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. But we don't want to ever preach the gospel and not give an invitation, extend an invitation to those who are lost, to those who have never given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here today, my brother, my sister, you've never given your life to him. The Bible says that he died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood so that we could be declared the righteousness of God. If that's you today, whoever you are, son of man, son of woman, son of boy, son of girl, our ministers, our deacons, our deaconesses are standing with us now because we want to serve as living testimonies of what God is able to do if you let him. If you're here, why don't you come? Why don't you come? And then last but not least, there's somebody you know God, he's really in your life. You're just looking for a church where you can be a servant, amen. You're looking for that kind of church, amen, that is teaching and training the people of God how important it is to live beyond themselves. In these three areas, as our praise team sings, as we pray, step out on his word. Come on.
Take me to the King.
That's it. That's it.
I don't have much to
That's
bring.
It. I see you, my sister. Come on.
My heart
I see
is
you.
Lord in peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's
Somebody else.
Offering.
We're waiting. That's it. Take me.
Lay me at the throne.
Yeah. Yeah.